A homily for the first Sunday of Toby by Father Peter Farrington. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the readings for the Gospel today, we hear of the righteous Joseph being warned and directed three times by an angel appearing to him in a dream. It is sometimes easy to forget the important role which St. Joseph played in our salvation. He was the one who was chosen by God to protect and care for the Virgin St. Mary, even in his old age. Despite all of the abuse and gossip which he must have suffered when the Virgin became pregnant, he remained faithful to his service. Even when he did not know the truth about the Virgin Mary, he only ever wanted to do the best thing, the kindest thing for her. But the angel appeared to him even then and had said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." We can remember from the account of Zacharias and the birth of St. John the Baptist that it was the father's responsibility to name the child. Even though St. Joseph knew that he was not the father of the child, nevertheless he fulfilled all of his responsibilities towards him as a foster father, and in a sense it was he himself who gave the child the name Jesus, in accordance with the instruction of the angel. In the Gospel for today we see that he serves the story of salvation by preserving and protecting the child when he was at his most vulnerable. He listens to the word of God which comes to him, and he obeys it immediately. And in such a way he fulfills and completes his own unique part in the salvation of the world. When King Herod is looking for the infant Christ, he obeys the message from God and takes him up and out of Palestine to Egypt, where the Holy Family found shelter. Egypt had one of the largest communities of Jewish people outside of Palestine at the time. And we have a tradition in our Coptic Orthodox Church of the various places where they stayed and made holy by their presence. But their safety was found in the first place by the immediate obedience of St. Joseph. We read that he had a dream in which the angel told him, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word." This is exactly what he did. When he woke up, he did not wait a while to see how things would turn out. He did not decide he would leave his obedience until another day. But he woke up and took the Virgin St. Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ, and they left by night. Even more than that, we see that the angel had also told him to wait, to stay in Egypt until he received further instructions. And he was obedient in this also, preserving the Holy Family in safety. He did not decide that it looked like things were better, so it would be okay to return to Palestine. He did not wonder if he had imagined the danger and the message from the angel. But just as he had been obedient and had left Palestine and his home by night, indeed that very night, so now he remained where he was in obedience and found safety and preservation in doing so. It was not until King Herod had died that St. Joseph had another dream. This time the angel instructed him, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young Christ's life are dead." What do we find? It is that with the same sense of urgency and immediacy, St. Joseph obeys the word of God which was sent to him. He did not say to himself that he had found a settled way of life in Egypt. He did not say to himself that there were still other dangers in Palestine and it might be better to remain there. But he arose, he got up, he organized his little family, and they set off back to Palestine as the angel instructed. In this we also see the story of salvation being worked out by the obedience of St. Joseph. In the obedience of St. Joseph, we see the prophecies concerning Christ being fulfilled. Even as they come to the borders of Judea, he is directed by God, and in another dream he is turned towards Galilee and the village of Nazareth, so that yet another prophecy might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene, that is, a citizen of the little town of Nazareth. How important is the obedience of St. Joseph? Everything else was made possible in a human sense by his hearing the word of God and acting on it in obedience and immediately. Without hesitation, he gets up and does what is asked of him, and because of this, the story of salvation is worked out. He becomes an example for us. He is not someone who continues into the gospel accounts of the life of Christ. According to our church tradition, he was already elderly and passed away before Jesus began his own ministry. He does not leave us any poetic and prophetic words, such as Zacharias and Elizabeth and the Virgin St. Mary, but he leaves us an example of obedience to God, urgent and immediate obedience, which brought about his salvation and our salvation. God speaks to us in many ways, sometimes in dreams and visions, more often in a conviction of the Holy Spirit when we pray and when we read the Scriptures, or when we are interceding for others, or when we are repentant for ourselves. We all have those things which we are sure God asks of us. To be like St. Joseph is to be obedient in them, now, as soon as we are asked, and by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Such obedience becomes our own salvation, and the salvation of others as we work out God's purposes for our life, and grow into a closer union with God who speaks to us and asks of us obedience. May this be so in our lives by his strength, for our salvation and for the salvation of those for whom we care, and for all of us. Amen.